All right, so let's begin. So we left off. We're beginning today with the section of the Imtamik. The Imtamik Old Be'inyan. If we look a little bit deeper into this, we will find Tira, Ki Ha'olam Nivra L'Shimush Ha'adam. The world was created for the purpose of serving man. Amnam Hinehu Omid B'Shikol Gadol. But the world itself remains again in a great balance. Ki Im Ha'adam Nimshach Achara Olam U'Mitzrachek Miboro. If a person is drawn after the world and as a result is distanced from his creator, he destroys himself or ruins himself, and he ruins the world with him. But if he controls himself, and he clings to his creator, and he uses the world as a way ultimately again to help him, to aid him in his service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he lifts himself up, V'ha'olam atzmo mis'ale imo, and the world is lifted up with him as well. Kihina, so I'll say, so what the Ramchal is saying over here, and this, again, remember, this continuing from what we spoke about last time, that the idea over here is that life is a melchama, life is a war, and the goal, ultimately, of this world is to try to build ourselves up. So one of the ways in which we have the ability to build ourselves up, or to unfortunately destroy ourselves, is in terms of how we use the material world, the Gashmi world. If we use the Gashmi world, the material world, as a way of bringing us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we not only lift ourselves up, but we lift the world up with us. If we, God forbid, use this world to create a wedge between ourselves and our Creator, then not only do we go ahead and diminish ourselves, but we diminish the standing of the physical world with us as well. Ki hine hu ilui gadol hu labrios kulam, because we'll say, interestingly enough, the greatest almost fulfillment for the material world is when the material world is somehow able to go ahead and serve man in his quest for Kedusha. And this is what Chazal Rashi actually quotes this in Bereshis about the great light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has hidden away for the tzaddikim, for the righteous in the future. V'zud l'shonam, and this is their wording. He says, V'chevan shira or shegnazu HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'tzaddikim samach. When ultimately, again, we saw the light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid away for the tzaddikim, it rejoiced, shene emar, or tzaddikim yismach. This idea, ultimately, of this light that was created in the beginning of creation, that was so intense, that was so beautiful, that was so profound, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid it away for the tzaddikim, and for the Messianic era. U'b'in avnei amakom. And I will say, this is always something interesting. It's a medrash that we're familiar with, actually Gemara, that we're familiar with, but now that the Ramchal explains what it means. U'b'in avnei hamakom shalakach Yaakov avinu v'sam merash osav. So we know, again, the Torah speaks about when Yaakov Avinu was running away from home and running on his way to Lavan, so the Torah says that he took a rock and he put it by his head. And the Gemara quotes, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Milame chenes kabtsu kulon lamakom echad, v'haisakal achas omeres, alai yaniach tzadik rosho. So the Gemara says that the rocks, kiviyachol, were fighting. Right? The head of the tzadik should rest on me. No, the head of the tzadik should rest on me. And they're fighting about whose head, who's going to support Yaakov Avinu's head. So Ramchal explains that, what's the idea behind that Gemara? The idea is that when a person does that which is right, so the world yearns to serve that individual, because then the world has the opportunity to serve as another stepping stone for that person to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, Yaakov Avinu, again, is the paradigm of Kedusha. He's service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when he puts his hand down, even his act of sleeping is a service of God. And therefore the rocks, the material world, fight over who is going to have that zechus, who's going to have that benefit of supporting the head of the tzaddik. V'hine ala ikra zeheirun zecharon l'racha b'mezrish kohalas, shen amru v'zeh l'shonam, re'eyes ma'asa elokim. See the creations of God, b'shosh shabara kodesh baruch hu esa adam arishon. When God created man, the mezrish writes, nitalo, he took him, v'achziru al kol ilane gan eden, and he took him for a tour among all the trees of the Garden of Eden. V'amru lo, and he said to him, re'ey ma'asai, Kama noim umishubachim him. See my creations. See how beautiful and wonderful they are. V'chomash shebarasi b'shvilcha barasi. And look what God says to man. God says to man, everything I created in this world, I created for you. Set your mind that you do not destroy or in any way mess up my world. So this medrash is very powerful, because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to man ultimately is, everything I've created, I created for you. What does it mean, don't destroy it? So is this an environmental, it could be an environmental discussion as well. But more importantly than the environmental aspect is the spiritual aspects. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, Adam, listen, the world is yours. The world is yours, and I created it for you. And I made it beautiful for you, and I want you to enjoy it. But make sure that when you use it responsibly. And what's considered to be responsible use within Judaism, make sure when you use the world, you use it as a way of coming closer to me and not using the material to drive a wedge between you and I. That's ultimately, says the Ramchal, the task we have in the use of material. So it's amazing. Because it'd be much easier for the Ramchal just to say, let's just totally swear off anything material. Right, let's lead an ascetic life. Let's go ahead and divorce ourselves. But the truth is, first of all, it's clearly not the will of God. Because it was the will of God, then he wouldn't have created such a beautiful world with so many wonderful pleasures. He wouldn't have done that. Why do that? To taunt us, to tease us. So obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to enjoy it. But he just wants us to make sure that every single time we use the material world, it's used in a way that brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not that, God forbid, drives a wedge. Klalo shel davar. So the Ramchal says, the overarching theme here, the klal, Ha'adam lo nivra ba'avur matzavo ba'olam hazeh, ela ba'avur matzavo ba'olam haba. So we'll say, again, number one cloud that's important to always remember is we were not created for our existence in this world. That's for sure. And Ramchal is going to prove that. This world is not the ends. Ela ba'avur matzavo ba'olam haba. The world to come is the ends. Ela shematzavo ba'olam hazeh. So, but again, my existence in this world, ultimately, again, is an emtsoi, is a means for my ultimate state in the world to come, which is the tachlis, which is ultimately the goal. I will say, if you think about it, by the way, to a certain degree, it's no different than if you just think about the olam hazeh to olam haba, to ultimately, again, our professions. Right, a person has a profession. So it's a very dangerous thing when your profession becomes your ends. Your profession is not your ends. Your profession is your means. So the idea is, I work, why? Because I work hopefully to accomplish something bigger. Whatever that bigger thing may be, and hopefully my career ultimately, again, goes ahead and provides me with those means to be able to accomplish the end. So same thing with olam hazeh. Now again, I want to be clear, just because something is a means and not an end does not mean it's not important. It is of incredible importance, because you can't reach the ultimate ends unless, of course, you go ahead and you work your way through the means. So the Ramchal is saying, again, because people very often understand this idea when we speak about the idea that this is not the ikar, olam haba is the ikar, and people think that it diminishes the importance of this world. Chas v'shalach, it's not true at all. It doesn't diminish at all. This world is of exceptional importance, immeasurable importance. But the idea, just always to remember, is this is not the ends. This is not the ends. This is the mean ultimately, to the means to ultimately get to that ends that we call olam haba. This is al Rabim Kulam Bisignon Echa. Therefore, I will find many statements of the sages, all of the same type of signon, all the same type of theme. Medamim Ha'olam Azeh Limkom Uzman Ha'achana. So they'll compare this world and this world to a place and a time of preparation. And the world to come will be compared to a place that is prepared, and a place ultimately where you can eat that which is prepared. So he's going to give a couple of examples. So this world is considered to be like an antechamber. When it comes to mitzvos, today we do them, but today a reference to this world, umachar, tomorrow a reference to the world to come, to receive reward. Similarly, misha tarach be'erev Shabbos, yochal b'Shabbos. Someone who works hard on Erev Shabbos, that's interesting. that this world is compared to Erev Shabbos. By the way, when we say Erev Shabbos, this world is really compared to the 6 days of the week, the 6 days of creation, the 6 days of work. So if you work on Erev Shabbos, you're going to eat on Shabbos. Shabbos, of course, a reference to Olam Haba. Put in your effort in this world, and you'll eat in the next. Ha'olam, of course, the Medrash, Ha'olam Hazed, Doma Le'yabasha, Va'olam Haba Le'yam. So this is actually a very interesting one as well. This world is compared to the land, and the world to come is compared to the sea. So this is also interesting, this comparison here. Because again, remember, what's the idea? That land is a defined mass. But yet, interestingly enough, when you look at the sea looks boundless. Sea looks boundless. And also remember, the sea has so much beneath the surface that you can't see. And the Ramchal says there are many other examples of this type of approach of Chazal, of where, again, they try to highlight this theme, that ultimately this world is important, but it's not the ends. This world is important, but it's only the means, and Olam Haba is the ends. Let's just do one more, and then we'll stop. V'tira be'emes. And the truth is, Ramchal says, I want to show this is actually true. I mean, not just the statement of the rabbis, but this is actually true. He says, Shekvar lo yuchal shum balsecha lahamin, shetachlis b'riyas ha'adam hu lamatzava ba'olam hazeh. It's impossible to think that the entire purpose of creation was for this world. It's impossible to think that life is just all about this world. Ki mahim chai ha'adam ba'olam hazeh. Well, so listen to this, because the truth is, what is life in this world? And the Ramchal here says something so profound. Omi hu sameach v'shalev mamish b'olam hazeh. Well, so is anyone truly happy or content or tranquil in this world? And I will say, now this is such a profound statement, especially given, you know, when we started the Sefer, I told you a little bit about the Ramchal's background and the Ramchal's ridiculously difficult and turbulent life. So he says, if this is really it, is anyone really happy? Does anyone really have a tranquil life? He says, Yemeshno Sina Bahem Shivim Shana, Vim Bigvuros Shmonim Shana, Virabam Amava Oven. See, he says, because what happens? David HaMelech writes, the years of man in this world are 70 years, maybe someone is over to 80 years. And the truth is, most of those years, right, are filled with incredible difficulty and challenge. Life is filled with pain. Life is filled with difficulty. Life is filled with challenges. The achar calls us. And what happens after all of your pain, challenges, and difficulties? Hamoves, you die. You die. And I will say, he's not meaning like to rain on the parade over here. Right? The idea that he's trying to do over here is just trying to be a little bit of a realist in terms of just what life is. Life is not easy. Life is filled with challenges. And what happens after, if you manage to remain standing through all of your life challenges at the end of it, you die. Echad mine elef lo yimatze shavu la'olam ha'anos u'shavu samitis. So maybe 1 out of 1,000 people, right, finds that the world gives him everything that he wanted. The gamhu ilu yagia lemea shana kvar avar ubatal min ha'olam. And then again, even at that point, how long could a person possibly survive for? 100 years? And after 100 years, ultimately, again, a person's life comes to an end. So we'll stop over here for today. But the point that Ramchal is trying to make is just, he's trying to bolster this point that life can't just be about this world. Because our life here is so finite. Our life here is so limited, filled with such incredible challenge, that it could only be that what we have here is simply the pathway, the doorway, and the antechamber to the world to come. But we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with this tomorrow.